Good morning to you, to Abdiel, to all those who make this broadcast possible, and good morning to all our audience tuned in. Today, we have favorable results. We have no deaths, two patients in serious condition, and we have 145 patients admitted to our hospitals, 15 in vigilance, 76 are suspects, 54 are confirmed active cases. In our primary healthcare system, our professionals and specialists follow 142 people. Yesterday, the island's different laboratories studied 2,635 samples to detect COVID-19. In the Pedro Cubri Tropical Medicine Institute, 897. In Havana's Provincial Center, 470. In Villa Clara's, 302. In Santiago de Cuba's, 281. In the Brother Amejeras Hospital Laboratory, 338. In the Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology Lab, 188. And in the laboratory of the civil defense, 159 samples. 8 people tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. Thus, the island accumulates 180,697 samples studied and 2,369 people have tested positive as a result of their analysis. The most significant number of samples that were processed were from Havana with 1,618, and the remaining provinces had their samples studied as well. Pinar del Río had 97, Mayabeque 149, Matanzas 127, Holguín 108, and all provinces were represented. The 8 cases confirmed yesterday all are Cuban. 7 are confirmed case contacts, and they already accumulate 2,056 people during the pandemic who have tested positive in our country. 88.4% of all cases have this source of infection, being a confirmed case contact. This highlights the importance of studying, which is our current commitment, to intensify the study of all possible contacts. And in the case of asymptomatic cases, there is a waiting period of 5 days to take the samples, but the purpose is to move quickly in contact tracing so that we can isolate all contacts once that we have had a confirmed case. In one of the cases diagnosed yesterday, the source of infection could not be determined, so 108 people of all individuals diagnosed in Cuba are in this situation. With source of infection abroad, the same number remains unchanged, 163 patients, 7%. Of the 8 cases, 7 are male for a cumulative of 1,199 male cases, 50.6%, and 1 was female for a cumulative of 1,170 for 49.4%. There is not much of a difference between the two sexes. 4 of the cases were asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis, and the cumulative in the pandemic is of 1,285 people confirmed who at the moment of testing positive have not shown symptoms of the disease. That is 54.2%. When we take a look at the behavior of the pandemic during the last 15 days, the 62 confirmed cases, this percentage reaches 67.7%. And this shows the importance of protecting ourselves, taking into consideration the great amount of asymptomatic people who might be out there and who might be spreading the virus. By age groups, four are from the 40 to 59 years of age. There are three under 20 years, and there is one in the group from 60 and over. The pediatric cases under 20 years of age, there are two 16-year-old males confirmed case contacts. And there is an 18-year-old female patient, also a confirmed case contact. With these three minors, Cuba accumulates 268 confirmed cases in this age group with a favorable clinical evolution. And 251 of them, 93.7%, have already recovered and have been discharged. The eight cases belong to Havana province. They come from six municipalities. Two of them are confirmed case contacts from the outbreak that is open in Cuatro Caminos community in the Cotorro municipality. With this development and the results from yesterday's, Havana remains first place with positive cases per 100,000 inhabitants in the last 15 days. And so its rate is of 2.58, which is lower than the one it had yesterday. Mayabeque province remains with the same rate of 1.82 per 100,000 inhabitants. And the remaining 13 provinces and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality continue without confirming cases in the last 15 days. And they are already implementing phase two of the first post-COVID-19 recovery stage, except Matanzas, which will remain on the first phase for a few more days. Of the 2,369 patients diagnosed with the disease since the first cases were diagnosed on March 11, 54 remain admitted. That's 2.28%. 52 of them have a stable clinical condition. That's 96.3%. And two patients are reported in serious condition here in Havana. These patients are admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital. We always regret the death of 86 people who have died due to this disease during the pandemic in our country. For seven straight days, we have no fatalities. And with this number of fatalities, Cuba's lethality rate is of 3.63% versus 4.64%, which is the current lethality of the region of the Americas. And with this indicator, Cuba remains occupying the 20th place among the countries of the region of Americas and on the 102nd place in the world. We always mention the two evacuees that were evacuated at the beginning of the pandemic, and yesterday three patients were discharged. We did not achieve a favorable indicator from the point of view of discharges versus confirmed cases. And we have accumulated 2,227 patients diagnosed in Cuba with COVID, that is 94.1%, who have recovered and are back to their daily activities or quarantined at home. As I said earlier, two patients from Havana are reported in serious condition and they are admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital. The world, as of 12 o'clock last night, had no changes, no control of the disease is in sight, in a demonstration of the complexity of this disease in terms of its contagiousness, its transmissibility, the transmissibility of the virus, and the fact that an important number of people transmits, spread the disease asymptomatically. The number of cases diagnosed in the world stands at 10,845,275 confirmed cases. And yesterday, 179,517 cases tested positive. The number of fatalities was also very high. 5,140 people died in the world yesterday, for a cumulative of 521,113 people, for a lethality of 4.8. The region of the Americas remains as the epicenter of the pandemic in the world. Yesterday, it confirmed over 128,662 cases in a single day, and it already accumulates 5,580,139 confirmed cases, accounting for 51.45% of all the cases reported in the world. Yesterday, 3,474 people died in our region, for a cumulative of 259,073 deaths in our region, for a lethality of 4.64%, as I had said earlier. In terms of the list of countries of the world with the highest number of confirmed cases and deaths, the United States tops the list with 2,739,879 confirmed cases and 53,399 people added yesterday, and for a death toll of 128,740 deaths, with 678 fatalities yesterday. Brazil follows on second place with 1,496,858 confirmed cases, 48,105 yesterday, and 161,864 deaths, with the addition of 1,252 deaths yesterday. If you add up the numbers of these two countries, they have the most cases of confirmed cases and deaths due to COVID-19 in the world, showing that the epidemic is rampant in these two countries. And this is the information we have today on the behavior of the pandemic in Cuba and in the world.